soul altar boy, Father.
I was talking to a friend of mine.
Uh-huh. And what did he say?
And I said, you know, a lot of people don't think, but the love you take is the love you make.
Well, you know that's true.
So somebody said once.
The love you take, open up your heart to business. Undress the way you feel inside. Don't you know you're acting out emotions, expressing what you're missing in your life. No one escapes those changes, but it doesn't give the right to decide how we should treat each other. Judgment Day, it's up for the ride.
Created a slight breach of etiquette by skipping the triple dare and going right for the throat.
All right, all right.
Come on, Karen.
Well, go on, smartass, and do it.
I'm going.
Flick's spine stiffened, his lips curled in a defiant sneer. There was no going back now.
This is nuts.
Has anyone seen Flick?
Flick? Flick who?
Sanitarium. You're not taking me to the sanitarium. Put on all of this, Benny. 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 Put on all of
sem se napiste çok kalmışsın. Bu arada deli olursun.
William Hayes, nerede öleceksin William Hayes? Listen, it is again, William Hayes.
Hello. Mr. Giant, sir. Mr. Giant, I would just like to explain to you that I have been a fan of yours for a long time, and I think that you're a terrific person. Just excuse me, sir. This is my bodyguard, Ace, and he's been a fan of yours, and I think that it is a terrible, terrible thing what John Studd and Ken Patera did to you by taking you and cutting your hair in the ring, and I'm 100% on your side, sir.
First of all, next time you get me in your puppy pit, get a chair in my size. I don't like the small chair. You don't say another thing about John Studd and Ken Patera. I'm going to say one thing. I go to get even my way.
You're going to get even? Well, I agree. I agree that you're going to get even your way, sir, and I'm 100% behind you, like I said. And what those guys did to you was terrible.
I want you to say Mr. Giant.
Mr. Giant, it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure having you here, sir. Mr. Giant. It's been a pleasure. What an idiot. Are you kidding me? What a jerk, man.
You look bad with long hair.
He looks ridiculous. Let me tell you something. I've seen John Studd right beside me, and John Studd is bigger than Andre the Giant, and a bad goofball, and Ken Patera, the world's strongest man. Are you kidding me? Let me tell you something. It's obvious, quite obvious, the bigger they are, the tinier the brain. That ain't the problem in our case. This is Ace, my bodyguard. I love my bodyguard. Andre, you're such a goof.
You a communist? Huh? How do you like it? They tell you all the time what to do, what to think, what to feel. Do you want to be like a sheep? Like all those other people, man?
Bah! I don't have to listen to this bullshit.
Do you want
to
work 8-10 fucking hours? You own nothing? You got nothing? Do you want a Chivato on every corner, man, looking after you, watching everything you do, everything you say, man? Do you know I eat octopus 3 times a day? I got fucking octopus coming out of my fucking ears, man. I got the fucking Russian shoes, 5 feet coming through. How'd you like that? What do you want me, to stay there and do nothing? Hey, I'm no fucking criminal, man. I'm no put of a thief. I'm Tony Montana, a political prisoner from Cuba. And I want my fucking human right now. Just like the president, Jimmy Carter says, okay?
Carter should see this human right is really good. What do you say, Harry?
I don't believe a word of this shit.
The skies were pure and the fields were green. The sun was brighter than it's ever been. When I grew up with my best friend Kenny, we were closest any brothers that you ever knew. It was always summer and the future called. We were ready for adventures and we wanted them all. There was so much left to dream and so much time to make it real. But I can still recall the sting of all the tears when he was gone. They said it crashed and burned. I know I'll never learn why any boy should die so young. We were racing, we were soldiers of fortune. We got in trouble, but we sure got around. There are turns I think I see him peeling out of the dock. I think he's long ago when it was far away. Oh God, it seems so very far. And if life is just a highway, then the soul is just a car. And objects in the rearview mirror may appear closer than they are. And objects in the rearview mirror may appear closer than they are. And objects in the rearview mirror may appear closer than they are. And objects in the rearview mirror may appear closer than they are. Sun descended and the night arose. I heard my father cursing everyone he knows. He was dangerous and drunk and defeated and corroded by failure and envy and hate. There were endless winters and the dreams would freeze. Nowhere to hide and no leaves on the trees. And my father's eyes were blank as he hit me again and again and again. I know I still believe it never let me leave. I had to run away alone. So many threats and fears, so many wasted years before my life became my own. And though the nightmare should be over, some of the terrors are still intact. I'll hear that ugly horse and violent voice, and then he grabs me from behind and then he pulls me back. The
was long ago and it was far away. Oh God, it seems so very far. And if life is just a highway, then the soul is just a car. And objects in the rearview mirror, they appear closer than they are. And objects in the rearview mirror may appear closer than they are. And objects in the rearview mirror may appear closer than they are. And objects in the rearview mirror may appear closer than they are. There was a beauty living on the edge of town. She always put the top up and the hammer down. And she taught me everything I'll ever know about the mystery and the muscle of love. The stars would glimmer and the moon would glow. I'm in the backseat with my Julie like a Romeo. And the signs along the highway all said caution, kids at play. Those were the rites of spring and we did everything. There was salvation every night. We got our dreams reborn and our upholstery torn, but everything we tried was. Far away, oh God, it seems so very far. And if life is just a highway, then the soul is just a car. And objects in the rearview mirror, they appear closer than they are. And objects in the rearview mirror, they appear closer than they are. And objects in the rearview mirror, they appear closer than they are. Objects in the rearview mirror, they appear closer than they are. And objects in the rearview mirror, they appear closer than they are. Closer than they are. looks in the rearview mirror may appear closer than they are. Objects in the rearview mirror may appear closer than they are. Objects in the rearview mirror may appear closer than they are. Objects in the rearview mirror may appear closer than they are. Objects in the rearview mirror may appear closer than they are. She used her body just like a bandage. She used my body just like a wound. I'll never know where she disappeared, but I can see her rising up out of the backseat now.
Yeah.
Here, put on the blindfold. I want to see you retrieve at least two bricks off the bottom. One. Two.
I've been in the field for 22 years. I fired my piece over 19 times in the line of duty. I got no idea what a blind man fetching bricks from the bottom of the pool has got to do with being a special agent. Added to which indignity, I have been saddled with some blue flamer Quantico cat. Some quarterback punk. Johnny Unitas or something.
The shit they pull, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Angie.
What?
Here's your guy.
What? Pappas. Angelo Pappas.
Punk. Quarterback punk.
Welcome to SeaWorld, kid.
Good luck, Pappas.
Two bricks coming up.
Right.
repent, if you please.
Midnight all alone, I pray.